We're pleased to be joined here in the booth by Kurt Jacobs, the creator, host, and producer of Moxie Talk. Kurt, great to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for stopping by.
It's a beautiful night.
It is. It's worked out very well weather-wise. We've had a run of great nights here.
Yes.
There's a pitch out, and not going that time was Matuk, and it's ball one on Schwindel. You had a chance to throw out a first pitch as
well.
Yes,
I did.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick to talking.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Some of that's on your catcher. There's a throw to first, and Matuk dives back in safely. So for folks who may not know,
sure.
What is Moxie Talk?
It's basically a multimedia platform where I meet with inspiring individuals from all walks of life that basically tell their human journey. And it's really been a phenomenal journey for me personally. We've done over 300 Moxie Talks or interviews.
Ground ball to third, and it gets by the third baseman in Cologne along the left field line. Matuk around second, digging for third, throw there, not in time. That is going to be an error charge to Cologne. E5, and able to go first to third, Matuk. Aggressive base running, and now runners at the corners with nobody out for the shortstop, the veteran Pete Cosma, who came on as a defensive replacement for the big league rehabber Harrison last night and went 0-for-1 at the plate. Sorry, so a cool, kind of a cool series. And what exactly is kind of the format?
Well, basically the mission is to inspire and engage the human spirit, one guest at a time. So we've been able to really move people, both the guests and the audience viewers that watch it. And again, it's been a remarkable opportunity.
Strike on the inside edge to Cosma. And so podcast,
yeah. Video as well. It's a multimedia platform or on all the social media platforms. It's Moxie, MOXIETALK.com. Fully built out website.
Very cool. 0-1 pitch to Cosma. It's low. It kicks away from Trump. Matuk breaks for the play. Trump can't pick it up. Matuk in safely. And on the wild pitch, the Mud Hens have taken a 1-0 lead here in the second. That moves Schwindel on to second base as well. And so the Hens with the early lead here tonight after a couple of miscues in the inning from the bats. A ball and a strike here on Cosma. So what's your favorite part about everything?
My favorite part is getting to know the individual and doing the research once they commit to doing the Moxie Talk. It's really phenomenal. But what I look for is their humanity. You know, we all have personal struggles, obstacles, vulnerabilities that we overcome, and certain individuals really excel in their area or sphere of influence, and that's what I love to tell their story. So,
yeah, that's really cool stuff.
Thank you.
And how long is each episode typically? Each interview?
Roughly 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Some people can say a lot with very little words, and some can say not much with a lot of words. So sometimes we go 55 minutes to an hour or so.
That's usually what we do up here, is say not very much with a lot of words. Here's the 2-1 to Cosma, and then misses inside. Now 3 balls and a strike, and the Mud Hens shortstop. Talking to Kurt Jacobs, the creator and host of Moxie Talk.
Thank you.
And you, I was checking out the website. So many different people.
Sure.
A lot from this area, a lot
Absolutely.
From a more national kind of sphere, I guess.
Yep. We had a presence at the Derby this year, and we were able to work the red carpet.
That's certainly a great place to bring some folks in.
Yep.
As Cosma takes low, that's ball 4. The second walk allowed by Gutierrez in this game. And now 2 on, still nobody out with a run in for the Hens. And the batter is the catcher, Cade Savick, who was 0-for-3 with a strikeout here last night. And so as a meeting on the mound, the bats use their first mound visit as Trump goes out there. Blandino in on it as well. Who's maybe somebody you haven't had a chance to interview yet
well,
that you'd like to?
Unfortunately, you know, he's passed on, but Yogi Berra. I would have loved to have, in the, you know, his wonderful way of the English language. I just think he had a remarkable journey in baseball, and it would have been a phenomenal piece of humanity and history recorded, video
yeah.
and podcast.
I'm sure you could have gotten some gold in that one.
Uh-huh.
Right-handed batter, Savick. First one from Gutierrez, inside, ball 1. I'm guessing it's probably tough to – you've done so many, but is there a favorite or maybe a couple of favorites that you have from over the years?
Sure. There's several. Dr. Alan Parnell, who's right across the river here, Mr. P Express Trucking, phenomenal story. He went off and started his own trucking business and turned it into a national, international trucking company. Pretty phenomenal. That's does awesome. A great deal of business. That's from a business angle. From a role model standpoint, a young lady by the name of Summer Dickerson, recovered prostitute, turned her life over to Christ, gets ladies off of the street and turns them over to Christ. Bit of a challenging thing. She had a life-threatening experience, and it changed her life.
1-1 to Savick. He turns on it down the left field line, but it hooks foul toward the corner, and now 1-2 on the Mudhens catcher. If someone may be listening and is thinking, man, I know somebody that would be a great guest for that, how can someone maybe suggest?
It's super easy. You can email me, Kirk, K-I-R-T, at Moxie, M-O-X-I-E, T-A-L-K.com. So Kurt at MoxieTalk.com. Or go to our website. There's a contact sheet. You can always text me. Phone number and everything is on there.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Savick swings. Lifts a fly ball into center. O'Grady backs a couple of steps. And now in a few to make the catch. Runners have to hold. One out of the inning. And that'll bring in the 9 batter in center fielder, Danny Woodrow. Left-handed hitter. 270 on the year with a homer and 26 knocked in. You've had our very own Greg Galliet
yes,
on
I have.
That, right?
Great man, great individual, gentleman, in fact.
There's no doubt about that. That's one of the first words I would use to describe him as well. Who are some other guests that you've had that maybe some folks would recognize?
Mitch McConnell, you know, and you can take him or leave him, to be blunt. But he told his story in a very humane fashion. It's pretty remarkable how he overcame polio. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's kind of a cool aspect. And we had time called there. I think the video feed was still on the left field video board, and Alex Tosi, the umpire, was trying to get time, and Gutierrez delivered the pitch anyway, straight to the backstop, nearly took the head off of Tosi, quite frankly, as he was trying to get the attention of the folks up here to cut that video feed off in left center field. That, of course, a league rule. And here's the first one to Woodrow, and a strike on the outside corner. So Mitch McConnell, maybe. Mm-hmm. Who are some others?
Oh, let's see. Trying to think of a bigger name. Heather French Henry was former Miss America. We've had her. Denny Crum, former U of L basketball coach. In fact, the audience will appreciate this. Coach McDonald at University of Louisville. Had him when he was on his ascendancy and is, of course, still with the University of Louisville. Great man.
I've heard him speak several times.
Very motivational.
Yeah, great story to tell from him.
Mm-hmm.
Two strikes on Woodrow. Here's the pitch. That is grounded through the left side into left center field. Base hit. Ref Snyder over to play it. Waved around third Schwindel. Throw to the plate. Not in time. He slides in safely. And it is 2-0 Toledo. RBI single for Danny Woodrow as he picks up his 27th run batted in of the year. That'll be an unearned run. And the Hens lead 2-0 here in the second. Now to the top of the order. And Jacob Robson, who flied to right back in the first. And in checking out everything there,
sure,
kind of divided up into different categories, right?
Arts, business, politics, nonprofit, community outreach, Kentucky Derby. We also were at the All-Tech One Summit up in Lexington back in May. We're actually going to be at the coming up this fall, the Louder Than Life.
Oh, nice.
Bourbon and Beyond, and the new one, Hometown Rising, all out the Kentucky Fairgrounds here in Louisville. So we're looking forward to having a big presence there. Be a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Yeah. Great spots to be coming up just after the bat season ends, actually, as Robson takes outside a ball and a strike. So what kind of inspired you to get this going?
Well, I used to work in commercial real estate, had a previous life in economic development. That was, you know, majored in finance, minored in real estate and theater, so the right and left brain are always in conflict, I guess.
Sure.
And I was talking with my wife, and I said, you know, I'm having more thoughts on the next guest or individual I want to interview or do a Moxie talk with than the commercial real estate deals I'm working on. I think we need to talk. So she blessed the decision. We were in a position to move forward with it, and so in 2016 I basically went to doing it full time. And so we try to do about 35 to 50, I call them Moxie talks, a year.
Yeah,
a lot of work, a lot of post-production.
1-2 pitch just off the outside edge, a breaking ball to Robson, and now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And so that's well, there it is right there on the video board.
There we are.
Yeah, the Moxie Story, Talk.
So stories worth sharing is our kind of our tagline. We try to tell a story that hopefully moves people.
There's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball away. Robson gone on strike. Second strikeout for Gutierrez. Second out of the inning. And now the two-out batter, Josh Harrison. The Tigers rehabber walked back in the first. And you mentioned you have a background in commercial real estate.
Yes.
But what are you from this area?
I'm from this area. Lived in Southern California for about 5 years at the turn of the century.
At 98. The turn,
yeah, I know it sounds like 100 years ago, doesn't it? Boom. Yeah, 98 through 2002, two-ish. When we merged government, I came back. Longer story, but.
Yeah. First one low to Harrison, ball one. Is it weird for you to get interviewed and not interview?
It's a little different. This is probably my third or fourth one of these rodeos, so I'm starting to kind of get used to being on the other end of it. The questions are not as introspective, though, as what I do.
Well,
so.
We're not trying to make anybody cry here. Yeah,
exactly. No Barbara Walters, right?
The 1-0 to Harrison. He hits a high liner into left, but right at Rob Refsnyder, who makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Kurt, one more time.
Sure.
How can folks check it out if they want to?
MoxieTalk.com. Go to all your social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're there. Just type in Moxie Talk with Kurt Jacobs. You'll find us. Love to see you. Send us an email. We'll put you on the email list as well.
MoxieTalk. Talk. Kurt Jacobs, creator, host, producer of Moxie Talk. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
It is 2-0 Toledo now as we go to the bottom of the second on 790 KRD.